Item 423, request of Mary Ann Schwab to address council regarding the City of Portland public involvement principles.
Mary Ann's here. Come on up. Good morning.
Yeah. I don't see that many above ground tanks. So I'm curious. I wonder.
Good morning, Mayor Hales and Commissioners. My name is Mary Ann Schwab, Inner Southeast Sunnyside resident. I would respectfully request the city's public involvement principles, as well as the Office of Equity and Human Rights, equity be adhered to as a principle in the development of public policy, rather than merely a token step begrudgingly undertaken during the process. With 3 minutes, I offer one recent example. When on April 22nd, the Planning and Sustainability Commissioner's hearing on short-term rentals, where Airbnb, and it's only one of nine people, I'm not advertising them, representatives were invited up to testify in mass and given 10 minutes to discuss their platform. The neighborhood associations were not given the same courtesy. At the close of the public testimony, they voted to approve the final with only one negative vote by Andre Brausch. Chairman Brausch further stated that he was very concerned about how this amendment would impact long-term rental housing. I am concerned for how existing neighborhood watch will play out with B&B renters coming and going 24/7. The BIP inclusions and equity were compromised here. My question, why the rush on the RICAP 6, number 12, number 13, number 14 for B&Bs with 1 to 2 bedroom short-term rentals? The short-term amendments allow by right short-term vacation rentals in single-family residential neighborhoods, but many neighborhoods have not had the opportunity to review the issues which have recently been raised or comment on the Bureau of Planning and Sustainability staff proposal. Public needs answers to the following: need for liability insurance coverage, the lack of regulation, potential lack of enforcement, minimal application procedures, the city license fee won't pay for the required health and safety inspections, loss of on-street parking, decline in home values, potential for illegal activities, and lack of transparency. The PIP accountability was compromised here. As for how the noise control officer is able to respond to complaints and issue fines also needs review. Today, the noise control officer, Paul Van Oren, does not have enough specificity in the current code to enable him in regulating loud voices between 10 p.m. and 7 a.m. How will the families in our residential areas be able to keep their neighborhoods quiet in the evenings if the city allows bed and breakfast operators to open commercial businesses 24/7 up and down the street? The BIP good quality process design and implementations were compromised here. In closing, I'm asking City Council to adhere to the public involvement principles on issue before you now. I trust you will follow the spirit of the public involvement policy decisions prior to announcements and initiatives rather than after the fact. Please involve us citizens in a timely manner early in the process. You have a great network with the Office of Neighborhood Involvement, all of your land use and Transportation Committee chairs. We're here to assist, but we need to be up front. The staff gave their report last August, and it only just surfaced. And I want to thank Afifa. In her memory, this is a great document. And for Mayor Hales coming back to the city, this has been put in place since you were last here. And Commissioner Steve Novak, I'm really happy you think out of the box. We do have a couple of things to talk about. But I just want to call this to your attention. It's a good document, as is the document for the Office of Equity and Human Rights. Both documents were spearheaded through Amanda Fritz, and I thank her for her efforts on this.
Thank you. Thanks very much. Appreciate it.
And to quote one more quote, Robert McCullough with Sewell Treasurer says, this is a case where the City of Portland should measure twice and cut once. We'll see you June 4th. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay.